Welcome to Pocket Toyed, the pocketiest thing in the internets for your ears. We are a handheld video gaming podcast, and that was an awful intro, and we're gonna do that again. That's awful. All right, sorry. This is the one.
Okay. Good.
Welcome to Pocket Toyed, the internet's probably one and only handheld gaming podcast. I am Addison / Crackety Jones, and here with me, as always, is my co-host
Jordan, or Jackal 27.
Yeah, that is his name. Yeah. So today we have a few reviews for you. We got a couple small news stories. Not a lot. Not really that much to talk about. But the main thing that we will be talking about a little later in the show is that Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon is out.
Yeah. Luigi number one.
Yep, yep. So first we'll do our games of the week.
Okay.
Should I go first, you, or what?
Just do it.
I don't even care anymore. Well, I think on the last episode we were recording, I didn't quite have my computer yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think I probably mentioned it. But since the last episode, got a new computer built, and also not working. Built a new computer. It was great. It was awesome. Worked for a few days. Was playing the new Tomb Raider on it, because my graphics card came with that and BioShock Infinite. And I was really liking that new Tomb Raider and having a great time. Then, about 3 days or so after building that computer, it just stopped. Like, everything powered on, but I wasn't getting any video to my monitor. And so tried a bunch of different troubleshooting things and couldn't get anything to work. And so I took it over to my friend's house, who knows more about computers than me, and we messed around with it for a little bit, and then we just kind of decided that it must be the motherboard. So I'm in a
pickle
with with Gigabyte right now, trying to get a motherboard replacement. But
so have you actually talked to them about it?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen after talking to some, I think she was probably Asian. I don't think English was her first language. Talked to a lady today, and I think my option, or my best option, is I'm going to get an RMA issued, and then I'm going to ship them back this motherboard, and at the same time have them ship me a new one of the same model. And they said they put like a credit hold on my account, and then whenever they receive the old one, they take it off. But I left the computer at my friend's house. I was like, well, I'm gonna need your help to install the motherboard whenever it comes in, so I'll just leave it here. And so I need to get the serial number off the motherboard from him, but he was a little drunky drunk tonight, so he wasn't able to get it to me. So, soon, I hope.
Soon.
But other than that, been playing more Fire Emblem, as always. Nano Assault EX. Gonna give you a detailed review on that in a bit.
Just do it right now.
Okay. So, Nano Assault EX is a eShop version of the other Nano Assault, the retail one, made by Shinin Games. They did Nano Stray and the Iridian games. And in this game, it is a dual-stick shooter. It's very similar to things like Geometry Wars and Stardust HD, things like that, where, one stick is moving around and the other one shoots your lasers.
Mm-hmm.
And it supports Circle Pad Pro, which I don't have, but I'm sure it makes it a more comfortable play. But even without it, it is really not that bad. You've got your circle pad, and that moves you around, and then your face buttons, where like A and Y will shoot your lasers to the left, and B and X will shoot them up and down. And then I think it's like holding L or R will kind of shoot it diagonal. So it's, I don't know, it might take you a little bit of getting used to, but it's really not that bad. There's this whole underlying story that really isn't important because it's not that good, but play this game for.
Yeah, I play so many twin stick shooters for their
epic stories.
Yeah, their in-depth tales of love and betrayal.
But basically, you are in like a ship and you get shrunken down, and you just kind of go into these cell clusters, and you fight off infections. So it's, you're like going magic school bus on this stuff. So you're given a map, and it will generate the bad guys, and you fly around in this map and shoot them. It's pretty straightforward. It's definitely more like Stardust HD than Geometry Wars.
Yeah. Because,
like, your map is not like a flat surface. It's like this weirdly shaped like thing that
it's
you...
like Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, it's a lot like Mario Galaxy.
A little like spherical thing you like move around on.
I don't know what there's a word, but yeah, it's like that. And then there will also be little cell, DNA molecules to pick up, and you can like unlock stuff with those.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really fun game. It has easily some of the best 3D graphics I've seen on the 3DS as of now, other than like, I don't know. I mean, probably Luigi's Mansion beats it. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it has some really good graphics.
And the music is great, and you can download the soundtrack off of the website. And I'm pretty sure it's free. And there's like a ton of different modes. You've got like a boss rush, and you have like a survivor. You have arcade. You have story. You've got like a jukebox where you can listen to the awesome music.
Forgot about that.
You can go into the Nanopedia and look at the different types of enemies you fight. I forgot something kind of important. After so many stages, you'll be faced with a boss stage, and it kind of changes the perspective, where it's not so much a Super Mario Galaxy kind of thing, like you said. It will be like... it kind of reminds me of like certain Kirby games, where you've just got like a circle area that you'll go through, or maybe you can only go left and right. It just kind of, it changes on the boss, from boss to boss. So it basically just changes your perspective and creates a new challenge.
Mm.
You've got like all, of course there's power-ups, and I mean, it just has everything you would probably expect a dual stick shooter to have. And it's pretty great. It's chock full of content, and I don't really have many complaints. My only complaint really is that without a Circle Pad Pro, the controls can be a little, wanky. Like it can be kind of hard to be precise with your shot. It's really not that bad, though. It's $15 on the eShop. For $15, I would highly recommend it.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of content in that game, too.
Yeah, at first, I was like, $15. And then, like, once I started playing it, I was like, okay, yeah, this game has a ton of content, and it's a ton of fun. So it's, like, you could buy a, like, crappy DVD and watch it twice, or you could buy Nano Stray EX. EX, sorry.
It's a good game. I mean, I like I liked the original version, so I'm sure the EX version, which is about $15 cheaper than $15-$20 cheaper than the original sold for, is pretty good.
I would give it an 8 out of 10. It's like, I mean, it's not anything that changed the way I thought about video games or like blew me away, but it's a good, solid, fun play. So,
Cool.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
So let's see. Have I been playing anything else? We'll talk about Luigi's Mansion a little bit. Let me see. I downloaded some new games on my phone. I played some more Super Hexagon. Have we talked about that game on here before?
We've talked about it on here. I didn't know that you'd gotten it.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I like it, but I'm not good at it.
It took me quite a while to kind of like get it. I don't, not quite a while actually. Mainly just because I picked it up and I got so angry at it that I was like, I'm gonna beat this with all of my rage. And so I remember like the first day I got it, I played it for like 3 hours straight, like the morning I downloaded it. It was like a Saturday.
I think my high score is like 10 seconds.
Oh, really? Even on the easiest?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
You'll
I haven't played.
get there.
I got Shoot Mini Robots, which is just basically a runner. I was kind of disappointed when I got that. I thought it would be more than that, but it was. It's just a fun little runner game, but whatever.
Yeah.
I downloaded a game I haven't played yet, but just based on the name, I have high hopes. I'll hopefully talk about it next week, but Gun Bros 2.
I've heard of that. I think I've been waiting for a sale for it on the iPhone.
It was free on Android.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it costs money on the iPhone.
And I got Oregon Trail.
Oh yes, I love that game.
Not Oregon Trail, but Oregon, Organ. Where it's like Oregon Trail, but zombies. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I love like naming all of your like people after your friends and seeing how they all die.
Named all my characters like no, nope. I think I named one of them, I don't know, Ben maybe. I have a bunch of dumb stuff like that. But it plays a lot like the old Oregon Trail, but you're like in a Cadillac driving, trying to find a safe spot, and you like pull back on the screen to aim your shot, and you have like all these random encounters where you'll have to like make precise shots or make really hard decisions about, oh, should I risk going through here to maybe save someone, or should I risk these supplies? It's pretty fun. It's, just Oregon Trail with zombies. I think it's like $2 or $3. And I played anything else? My Xbox has like been unhooked since December.
Really? Why?
'Cause I don't play my Xbox.
Dude, you're like, it's like you and me are switching positions. Weird.
It's weird.
I guess you play your PS3 a lot, though.
Not really.
Oh.
It's like lately it's just been my PC and my DS. Harmonite. I played the Harmonite demo.
Huh?
You want to talk about the Harmonite demo?
Sure.
I think it should be noted to the listeners that I like took a nap before the show and still, I apologize.
Whatevs. Yeah, let's talk about the Harmonite demo. So by the time you guys get this, Harmonite will probably be out. I'll probably get this. I'm gonna try and get this out the day that Harmonite comes out. So we don't have a review for you, but we'll have that next episode. But we did get to play the demo, because that came out like a week or two ago.
Yep.
When we put our last episode up. So what did you think about the Harmonite demo, Addison? I know you're particularly partial to Game Freak for obvious reasons.
Obvious. I was just trying to remember what the last game they put out that wasn't Pokemon was. Like, it's been like 7 years, but...
Ooh, I have no idea. I hope I didn't just blow into my microphone.
It didn't sound that bad on my end.
I have no idea what the last game they made was. Pokemon, I guess?
Oh, did you know the word game is spelled G-A-M-E and not G-M-E-A? Oh, my hands. What are hands?
Pokemans, more Pokemans.
It was Drill Dozer.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
I never played that game.
Neither. I heard it was good, though.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Harmonite. It's super colorful, and the music is really good, which is obviously a huge requirement of a rhythm game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just super charming, and it's funny, and... I got a little frustrated on that boss fight, but I don't know. I got frustrated with it, and I was just like, all right, whatever. And I, like, kind of closed my DS and left it there for a few hours. And then
which one did you get frustrated with?
That last boss fight.
Oh, okay.
I closed my DS and, like, put it down, and I was like, whatever. Came back a few hours later and played it again. Didn't have any trouble. So, but it seems like it's going to be pretty great.
Yeah, it's I played through the demo really fast, and I none of it really frustrated me, and it was even pretty easy in a lot of parts. But I really really liked it. I've heard the game might be a little short on content. I'm really hoping that's not the case. But it was also $20 in Japan.
Even if it is. I will play through it multiple times, I'm sure.
Yeah, it seems pretty dang fun. And I actually really enjoyed the boss fight, but it was such a cool boss fight that, like, when you screwed up, you were just like, dang it, gosh, friggin'... Because it was like, I don't know. It's kind of been the same thing with Runner 2 for me. It's like when I'm doing something awesome in there, because it's all rhythm-based and, like, reaction-based. When I'm doing something awesome in Runner 2 and then I screw up, it makes it that much more frustrating because I feel like I just... ruined this whole, like, cool flow I had going.
Yeah, I'm super looking forward to buying it. Oh, well, never mind, I'll talk about that later. Yeah. I really like the characters in it a lot. I think they did a job on character.
I love the art style. It looks like, I don't want it to sound like a bad thing, but it looks very kind of rough and, like, not super professional. Like, it looks... like, just some, like, one artist out there was just, like, doop-de-doop and, like, drew it all. Like, you know, like, some, like, 25-year-old guy on Tumblr or something. But,
super cartoony.
Yeah, super cartoony, but it looks really awesome. And the way that they translated that into the actual in-game graphics is really neat. I love the art style.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to playing through the whole thing. The demo was not super long. I don't really know what else to... say about it.
It was a demo. You can play it if you want.
Yeah. Oh, it was kind of weird. Like, did you notice that on that demo, they only let you play it 10 times?
Yeah. It's probably just, I don't know, Nintendo.
Because usually they limit you to 30.
Yeah, there's been a few that were less than 30. But who knows? Nintendo. Fried balloons.
I just wondered if maybe it was because it was a rhythm game, but then that Rhythm Thief, or whatever it was called, their demo on that was more than 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Weird.
But yeah, just based off the demo, I would highly recommend it, and yeah. I know I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to buy it as well. It'll probably be what we talk about mainly in our next episode. So.
Hey, Jordan, guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I make good decisions with my money.
That is the least true thing I've heard all day.
No, it's true. I have a 3DS, as our listeners know. Of course, I have a 3DS. I'm, you know, co-hosting a handheld gaming podcast. But now, I have a 3DS and a 3DS XL. My 3DS XL has Pikachu on it. I did it.
You've done it. Good job.
Did it, guys.
Good the job.
But I upgraded. Also, if any listeners out there want to buy a 3DS, for some reason, if you are listening to this and don't already have one, I'm selling a 3DS. But I really like this, the XL, because it doesn't cramp my giant hands.
Mm-hmm.
And where I was having that issue with my just regular 3DS, I'd sit there and play like Fire Emblem for an hour and my hands would start hurting. Mm. The screen is a lot nicer. The 3D slider, it like locks into place on off, which is nice, so you don't accidentally, like, while playing, slide the 3D up or slide it in your pocket. You got a new stylus that is very nice and comes out of the side instead of the back.
Mm.
The select, home, and start buttons are more of buttons instead of just a, hey, push over here, maybe you'll hit it. Yeah, that's mostly it. And it has Pikachu on it, which is pretty cool. Oh, and the... I don't know if that's picking up on the mic, but the top screen, like, locks into positions, which is pretty nice.
Like, to different positions?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. It doesn't just do one.
No, yeah, there's, like, two different positions that it can lock into.
Oh, and that's cool.
Move it in between positions, but mostly you'll just be using those two.
Yeah.
But I really like it. Probably wasn't my best financial decision ever, but I don't really regret it. I feel like if I ever, you know, decide to sell it for some reason, I can probably flip it for get at least my money back.
Yeah. I mean, playing video games in general is a pretty poor decision, so. Pretty poor financial decision.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was a poor decision.
Yeah. I meant if you value your money, video games is probably not the best hobby, if you like to keep your money.
I just realized I said that, and I don't think you got to do your games of the week.
Nope.
Sorry.
It's okay. You've been playing that this week. Let's see. What have I been playing this week? It's been weird. Well, not this week. I guess the last couple weeks. It's been weird because my new job, the preschool or riding the bus or whatever. Like it's like sometimes I can play it on there. I can play my 3DS and stuff on there when there's like no one on the bus. And then like I have breaks in the middle of the day. Like I have basically two-hour breaks in the middle of each day. Like one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back to work. And so it's weird. My schedule is very odd. So I end up playing my 3DS a lot as I'm going in between stuff. So that's been cool. But I've also found myself goofing around on like emulators on my phone and stuff. But anyway, main stuff that I've been playing. One game that I've been playing is for the iPhone. And it is XSEED's newly published game called Ark of the Ages. And I don't know who developed this in Japan. I think that it was the guys who make the Ease games.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what they're called. Anyway, I think it's those guys. So this game's kind of like, it's a dungeon crawler. Like, you go into a town, you can buy equipment, you can, like, sleep at an inn and get quests and stuff. And then you go into this dungeon, and it's not, like, a roguelike, because each dungeon has, like, a set layout and everything. But,
Randomly generated?
Do what? Yeah, it's not randomly generated. And you just walk around and fight monsters. And, like, whenever you get into a battle screen, it plays a little bit like, not Infinity Blade, but kind of Punch-Out, I guess. Like, you just, like, you swipe the screen to, like, slash the enemy, and you put two fingers down to block, and there's also, like, a spell button and stuff. But it's kind of, like, fun in this really stupid, primal way, because it's not a great game, but...
Like, Would you compare it to watching like a B movie, like so bad it's good kind of
Kind
thing?
of. It's fun in that, and I said this to you earlier. It's fun in that, like, kind of really bad, like obscure Japanese RPG kind of way. It's like you, I don't know, like when you slash, you can literally just swipe your finger back and forth, but enemies have tons of HP, so you're just like, it's like swiping like crazy, and it's like randomly doing critical hits and all this different stuff, and and it's cool. Your weapons show up on you. I think some of the armor does too, and but I showed it to you. It's not, it's not gonna blow your mind. But whatever, it's like $2. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was pretty fun. I'd give like a 6 out of 10, but yeah, so that's Xseed's new game that they published on the iPhone, Arc of the Ages. So I played a little bit of that, not too much, just enough to kind of get the general idea down. I've been playing the crap out of Etrian Odyssey. I've been or Etrian Odyssey 4 anyway. I've been playing that like crazy. I kind of just like what was the last episode? I said I'd played it for like 10 hours or something like that. 10 or 15. I have played for over 30 hours. And I am on, I just started the third world of 5. And yeah, I just started the third world of 5, and there's even like basically more stuff after those 5 are over and done with that you're supposed to do. And yeah, I've already played for over 30 hours.
That's a lot of hours.
It is a lot. I've heard these games are long, and that is not an exaggeration. when I talked about Etrian Odyssey before, there was some stuff I didn't really get. I was kind of talking about how I was trying to force myself to like it, but it's like the more that you get into it, the more you play it, the more challenging it becomes, and the more it forces you to think and strategize and do some really, cool stuff. And so as I play it more and more and more, I just fall more and more in love with it because it keeps throwing new challenges at you and new like dungeons that you have to get through. What's cool is like there's all these side dungeons, and a lot of them have a certain like puzzle to them, or a certain like aspect to them you got to figure out. Like for instance, there's one called the Miasma Forest that has these like poisonous lizards walking around. I talked about the FOEs last time, like the super, which means I'm pretty sure stands for effing overpowered enemy. Like they have a bunch of the FOEs walking around, and they're these poisonous lizards that can just destroy you. And but what it is in the Miasma Forest, you can only take like 10 steps and you'll pass out and be sent back to the entrance. But there are little like safe parts of the dungeon you can get to. And so your whole goal is to basically get to this item you're trying to recover in the dungeon by progressing through it, by like getting to these safe points, and then from that safe point trying to find a way to get to the next safe point using only 10 steps, and also avoiding these like huge freaking poisonous lizards. So there's like all kinds of cool stuff in there like that that just makes you think in ways that a lot of traditional RPGs don't. Like RPGs aren't particularly well known for their like incredible like level design, and I would say that's like this game's bread and butter is the really cool stage design, and also the way that battles work out. Like the classes have become really cool. I discovered that one of the classes, I think I might have mentioned something about this last time, but he does like 3 times the damage when an enemy is has a status effect on them. And so like, I have him completely focused around like poisoning enemies or like paralyzing them, and then when they're like that, he does 3 times as much damage. And so it's like he'll be doing like, like 70 damage, and then I'll paralyze the guy and he'll be doing like 300.
I wonder how many people worked on that game.
I have no idea.
For like such a huge game and like so much detail put into it.
Yeah.
I wonder like how big that development team was.
Well, it also seems like that they have a way of making it huge without, first of all, without using a lot of like resources as far as like the graphics go, and also like not reusing resources, but just having a lot of stuff that's interchangeable. Because I mean, it is a first-person dungeon crawler, so it's like you don't really have all these like character animations and graphics and stuff. And I mean, you have tons of really cool-looking enemies, and they're really well animated and everything. But like, dungeons are pretty much laid out the same. They just kind of arrange them differently, and they have different kinds of walls and doors and stuff like that. And like, you know, you'll be in like an ice continent or a like a jungle continent or whatever. So, but yeah, it's really, really, really fun. And I thought that it hasn't been as hard as some people have made it out to be, but I think that's because I'm kind of overpowered. But I haven't really been grinding or anything. It just kind of happened. So, just from me playing it a
You
bunch.
just made the right decisions.
I guess I think that what it is like in this game, in the other games, they didn't have the side dungeons you could go to. They just had the one dungeon and you had to like progress your way down. And so like you would get your butt handed to you because like, oh, I can't go very far. I'd need to go back and grind forever. But on here they have these side dungeons and it kind of eliminates the need to grind because it's like, hey, you don't have to go explore this place, but like if you do, you know, it'll be kind of like grinding for an hour. But it's like you're seeing new content and finding new items and stuff as well, so it's not really grinding. But yeah, good
That's
stuff.
pretty. I don't know. Every single time I hear people talk about that game, I'm like, maybe I should give the demo another go. But then I remember that one, I probably still won't like it, and two, I, of all people, don't have time to play the game.
You have way too many games to play already.
Yeah, I know.
But that's been my main thing, and everything else has sort of been competing with that game. But oh no, my Monster Hunter 3 box got tore up. Stupid dog. But yeah, so everything else I've been buying, it was like it's been in like in my head like, oh, do I need to do this right now? Because I have Etrian Odyssey 4 and I'm gonna be playing this to the end of time, so. But you know what? I love this podcast. And I wanted to have stuff to talk about, so I spent the monies.
You did.
I spent the monies on two different games. One of them is Luigi Mansion 2, and the other one is Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate.
No.
No! And before I tell you guys, I bought the Wii U version, but it's the exact same game as the 3DS version, so. Were you saying something?
I said hunt them monsters.
Yep, hunting them monsters. Something's been happening with our Skype lately where whenever I talk, it like cuts you out if you try to say something and vice versa. So.
That's weird. I noticed. I kind of noticed that, but I thought you were just being a boot. Bleh. I couldn't decide a word to call you. Now I feel like that moment has passed.
Don't worry, I'll just edit that out.
I've
Oh, sleepy Addison. You are the best, Addison.
been sleepy. I just feel weird.
Yeah. Well, you look weird.
But as you were.
Yeah, as I was saying. So I got Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, and it's awesome. When I first got it, it was like the exact same feeling I got when I bought the original Monster Hunter try, which is like I put it in, and I was like, ah, this game, I don't know if I like this. This is kind of weird. Something about it felt like obtuse, and I wasn't digging it. But then once you get to monsters, you start hunting. It's just like, nope, this game is amazing. Once I started seeing all the new content too, like I remember the last game only had like six different types of weapons, and then I opened up the like blacksmith's menu, and he had like 15 different types of weapons, and I was just like, oh my lord. I was like, this is gonna be good. So, but I've been playing that, not like crazy because of Etrian Odyssey, but that's definitely been. One on my list that I've been jumping in and out of quite a bit. Right now, I'm really frustrated because I got to capture this stupid dinosaur bear, and
Dinosaur
he's,
bear. I
yeah,
want to see a dinosaur bear.
he pretty much looks like a dinosaur bear.
Yeah.
He's got scales and spikes and stuff, but he's a bear. Man, this game's awesome. I just love like crafting new armor and everything, and of course, the multiplayer is super fun and the community is really, really awesome. And also, a million people actually bought this Monster Hunter game, so there's actually people playing online, which is really neat. Like it's like most of the, I mean, the top three or four servers are always full. So out of like a bajillion. But yeah, because like the last one, I mean, there were pretty much always people playing, but sometimes it would just be like a couple hundred people, and this time there's like thousands of people playing, which is really cool. So. But yeah, if you like Monster Hunter and you liked Monster Hunter Tri, you will probably definitely enjoy this game. If you spent like 400 hours on Monster Hunter Tri, like some people, you know, maybe not get it. But then again, if you spent 400 hours on Monster Hunter Tri, you probably already know whether or not you want this game.
That's true.
If you've never played Monster Hunter and you liked the demo, I could totally recommend this game. It's super, super fun. And I think that I would actually, I mean, I played Try a lot. And if this game, and I would have given Try a 9 out of 10. And this game has more content, more stuff. So I'm going to, go ahead and say a 9 out of 10. One of my complaints, though, is, the graphics, of course, are just like pretty underwhelming for, a Wii U game. But it is like a Wii U port of what is essentially a 3DS game. So, but the 3DS game is the exact same thing except without online play. But you can still play multiplayer with friends. You can still do all the stuff you can do online, locally, with, anyone who has the 3DS or the Wii U version.
Those 3DS controls, though.
Yeah, see, I would agree with that, but after playing it on the Wii U, I went back and played the 3DS demo a little bit, and it's actually not that bad. I mean, yeah, it would be nice if you had the second analog stick, which you can actually get if you buy the Franken nub or whatever.
The Franken nub. I forgot that that was what people called it.
So you can get the second stick, but even without it, it's definitely playable, especially with the new lock-on system and L targeting, just makes it a lot easier. Because that was the main reason why you needed a second stick in the first place, was because Monster Hunter never had lock-on, and this one now has like L targeting. And so it's like, Zelda didn't really need a second analog stick either. So I don't know. I mean, if anything, it's a huge step up from the stupid claw that you had to form your hand into for the PSP games. If you don't know, the PSP analog nub was down below the D-pad. And in the PSP Monster Hunter games, you ran around with the D-pad and you controlled the camera with, or no, you ran around with the analog nub and you controlled the camera with the D-pad. So I want you to imagine that in your head.
That's a good decision.
And that's how people played it, like straight up running around, and oh my gosh. And people said it was like the most hand cramping, like horrible thing ever.
And yet it sold a lot in Japan.
Yeah, and it sold decent in America too, but so it's definitely a huge step up from that. And it's a great game. It really is fun. I mean, it is a little obtuse, and there's people that aren't going to, love it, but I it's hard for me to see anyone not finding something to enjoy about this game. Especially once you get into multiplayer and start forging stuff and all that junk. I mean, because the name of the game really is like forging awesome armor out of the insane monsters you killed. So.
But the name of the game is Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate.
Yep.
Ha!
Shut up.
You see what I did?
Shut up! Let's talk about some Ouija.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Help, help. So Addison and I bought Ouija Mansion 2.
We did it.
I was this game wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even care. I never wanted this game ever because I never played the first one, and I kind of had this impression that it was an awful game. But then I saw the reviews for this one, and I was like, oh, maybe it good.
Maybe it good.
And so I was like, you know what? And when I heard it had online multiplayer, I was like, I want something new to play online with my 3DS buddies. And if I buy this later on, then no one's going to be playing it online anymore.
Did you end up buying it at Walmart at midnight? Were the guys in electronics pissed?
Not really. They said three other people had bought it that night at midnight.
Yeah, me and a couple of the guys that were at that retro game night, we went there, and of course, like most Walmart employees that are working at Walmart on a Saturday night, they didn't know anything about electronics, and so I was like, "Hey, are you guys gonna have the new Luigi's Mansion out at midnight?" And they just were like, "What video game?" And so I was like, it's, I was like, you probably have it in the back. It's, comes out on Sunday. And I was like, I know my store got our copies like on Friday or Thursday. And then so he went back there and finally found it and brought out a copy. And then another one of my friends that I was with, he was like, oh, I want it too. And he's like, oh. I was like, I don't know why you didn't just bring out the whole box of them.
Yeah, whenever I got there, they ended up bringing out like all of it. And there were like 10 copies.
Yeah. So he went and got another one, and then they just gave us the game, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go ahead and pay. And they're like, oh, we don't have register back here right now. You have to go to the front. I was like, okay, so you're giving me this game that has no security devices on it at all, in a huge open store with no one in right now.
That's exactly what I thought. That is the exact same train of thought that I had whenever he handed it to me.
But I paid for it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
And I
it's
shouldn't
pretty.
have because it sucks.
No, it's good. Good game.
Actually, have you been hearing any of the rage about this game?
No, what
There's
rage?
a lot of people that really don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. Like I've I like what was it? Like Ashley, I was talking to Ashley, what's her name? Not Ashley Birch, Ashley Davis on Twitter, and she's all like, "Bah, it bad."
She doesn't like it?
She was talking about how she has like a lot of people that have similar taste in games as her, who like really don't like it for like different reasons. And
But she hasn't played it.
no, and so she was like, "But it's all based around keys." And I was like, "So is Zelda, and those games are good." And she was like, "But I think that's annoying too." And I said, I was just saying, all I do in this game is explore and look at stuff, and they just kind of the keys just kind of pop out. Like I never have to go hunting for them.
Yeah, so far from what I've played, it hasn't been like, oh, gotta go find this key.
Yeah, and then you walk around for 3 hours stuck. Like she was saying, people were saying it's just a slog, and it's super just wears you out and just stupid. And she said, and I think she was also wary because it's like Sticker Star was kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then other people too. I've heard a few other people that complained about some different stuff, but so far I've been loving it. I mean,
It's been a long time since I played the first Luigi's Mansion, but it wasn't mission based like this one, was it?
I never played Luigi's Mansion. I never even touched it.
Oh.
I don't think it was though. I think that's why some people might be pissed because it's not like a huge mansion that you just explored or whatever.
Yeah.
But I like the mission structure. I think it fits really well for a portable game, and I like how it opens up the possibility of every time you revisit the mansion, there's new stuff that happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And
Doesn't bug me at all.
it's like within those missions, you can explore the mansion. You can go do whatever you want to do.
There's no areas that are locked off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are in early missions, you can't get to some different parts of it
Well, I
until you
mean,
get an ability or something.
yeah, that's true. I meant there's no invisible walls or anything where it's
Yeah.
like a thing that pops up. It's like, oh, can't go here right now.
Yeah.
And also there's, multiple mansions that you can go to.
There's like five of them,
Yeah.
so I don't know. I really really enjoy it, and I never, like I said, I never played the first game, so maybe that's why, but this game just totally hit me out of nowhere because I think one of the things I love in games, the two biggest things in a video game for me are little details, just put everywhere, little minor details that just kind of add to everything, and atmosphere, kind of the atmosphere I get from playing the game that helps with the immersion. And this game has both of those, in spades.
Definitely, yeah. It's really well written too.
It's really funny. I love it has some really cool animation too. The graphics aren't the best ever, but it has great animation. And
Yeah.
I just love I've laughed out loud a bunch of times at all the different ways that Luigi reacts to stuff and stuff like
It's
that.
very cartoony. Like you'll go in a room and you'll use your vacuum to pull down a rope, and a bed will come down and you'll sit on it, and then just flips you into another room. But the animations on it are just so cartoony, and I
Yeah.
love it.
It's like Resident Evil, but with Mario. Well, with Luigi.
It's definitely like Resident Evil with Luigi.
Yeah. It's really, really great. I love it. I loved that first boss too. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I thought the way that you fought that boss, the different ways they did it, was really cool.
The one in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting because
It was frustrating sometimes, but just it was cool.
the first phase of it, I was like, what am I even supposed to? And then I figured it out, and then it was a little challenging, but I didn't really find it frustrating.
Yeah. Well, I think I died once or twice, and that made it frustrating. One of the things in this game that bugs me, probably the biggest thing, is that when you die, like, you restart the mission from the beginning.
I died for the first time today, and I was like, nope.
Yep.
Not going through all that again, right? I was like halfway through the mission.
Yeah. And it's like, if you've been doing a bunch of stuff and if you've uncovered all these secrets, it's like, ah, now I gotta go do all that stuff again.
It's like, oh, I gotta go, and you even have to suck up all that money again.
Yeah.
That is kind of annoying,
Just
but
fun the first time you do it. It's like when you pull down a curtain and all these coins and dollars come flying out, you're just like, yeah. But then it's like when it happens the second time, you're just like, who cares?
it's more of like a, well, gonna vacuum this up and move on. But I mean, in the game's defense, there's a good amount of fail safes around dying. Like it is pretty good about giving you health, and you get the golden bone thing for the polter pup or whatever it's called to revive you if you die.
I've never used one of those. How did you?
Just automatically happen.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I keep getting that one. I'm just like, why do I have this?
I just didn't have one when I was playing earlier when I died. I was like, damn it.
I'm gonna go looking for those more often now.
Yeah, they're usually like in just chests or stuff.
Yeah.
Or desks or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the multiplayer.
Oh yeah, because we played multiplayer, didn't we?
Yeah, we played all three of the different modes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. What was your favorite mode?
The polter pup one was pretty fun. I mean, I don't know. I like the hunter mode a lot, like just the general
Yeah.
mode quite a bit, but the polter pup one was also really fun.
I really liked the polter pup one.
Yeah.
That one might be my favorite.
Yeah. I think it's probably a tie between those two. The other one I didn't really like. I don't remember what it was, but I remember not liking it.
It was like a time attack kind of thing.
Yeah, I never liked time attacks. But nah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's another game kind of like Mario Kart where the preset things you can say by pressing different buttons, so you just abuse the hell out of that.
It's like we just kept saying, good the job, good the job.
It's like, you've lost. Wah, wah, wah.
It's like whenever you lose, you have to say good job.
Yeah, good job.
It's just like, what if Luigi, you could, like, what if he had, like, trash talk ones you could do if you lost your teammates?
You a suck.
What the hell?
I was thinking about the multiplayer earlier today and how it's like certain aspects of it are kind of weird where parts of it are competitive and parts of it are cooperative. So it's like never really clear if you should help the people you're playing with or not. Like,
Well, I played online a couple times before I played with you, just in matchmaking, and like I when I first played, I was like, "What is happening? Like, what am I doing?" It didn't really explain like how to play very well. Like, I even kept scanning like everything with the dark light. I was like, "What? Where am I? What's going on?" And I just wish that like on the little screen, maybe even during loading, it just said more than like "capture the ghosts." She's like, "Yeah, thanks."
that thing you do in the game, do it.
It's like walk. Open the doors.
Open the doors. I like more specifically, I was thinking about how you can be in a certain room and you'll walk across like one of the rugs and you'll get stuck.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what? Like, what's to like stop you from just leaving your partner there? Like, just then to just capture all the ghosts yourself and get all of like the bonus coins and stuff and just leave your partner stuck in this carpet.
I'll tell you there what's there to stop you is your partner constantly jamming on the help 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 help.
Started wondering about it. I was like, well, I wonder if like maybe if after a certain amount of time, if your partner hasn't helped you, if you'll automatically get out of it, or if like you just, you know, jam on the circle pad if you'll eventually get out.
I don't know. I just wish that there was, like, more
dialogue. Suck.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish there were more dialogue options, because then someone could say just, like, help, help, and you could just be like, no!
That would be awesome.
You could just, like, stand over them, like, looking at them as they're, like, dead on the floor.
He eats a dick. I love how the 3DS has a damn microphone, and every single online game, it's like, nope, not using that.
That's another thing about Monster Hunter Tri, is you can actually voice chat using the microphone on the gamepad.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying Luigi's Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
I played it so much that Sunday.
Yeah, you've played it a bunch. I think you've played it, you're like way further than I am.
You're probably, I'm not that far right now. I think I'm on like B5.
I'm also juggling like three different games too.
Yeah.
I still need to beat Fire Emblem. I'm really close to the ending, but.
I thought you had beat it.
Mm-mm. I downloaded some DLC and I got distracted.
I'm like on chapter 17, 18.
Oh yeah, you played that some more, didn't you?
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
Oh, I didn't hear you mention it.
I didn't go into it in like any great detail, but.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
We actually hung out last weekend. It was weird.
Yeah, we played video games.
Remember when we went to that showing of Battle Royale at that quote-unquote theater?
Yeah.
I did like how they had just like unlimited free candy and drinks, though. That was pretty cool.
It wasn't really unlimited. How many did you take?
All. I was joking. But you could have taken more. Like, they were just like, if you want more, go get it. And they're just like laying out there on the table. And I was like, I'm fat.
You should have just taken some and taken it with you.
Yeah, I should have. Just like start pocketing it all as you're walking out the door. But
I started watching Redline.
Did you?
Yeah, but the one I downloaded, I don't know how to, like, I don't know if I can change it or not, but what it is, it's so stupid. It's the Japanese dub, but then the American dub over it at the same time. Like,
what?
There's audio tracks going.
That can't be right. Do you have VLC player?
No.
You should probably download VLC player. Try playing it in there. They have lots of little things where you can select like audio and subtitle options.
Okay.
They're like embedded in the video. It probably has the dub and the sub embedded in the video.
I still watched like the first half of the movie like that.
With both audio tracks going at once?
The audio was like kind of quiet, so at first I just didn't notice, and then like and then after a few minutes, I was like, wait a minute. Like, well, I'm really enthralled in this movie. I'm going to keep watching it.
What if it's like a fan dub? Like, they just like somebody, it's just like a like people just talking over it.
The best fan dub ever.
Oh, no, we need to race across this planet.
The characters in the movie are so cool. Yeah. And is not video games. So,
I'll just edit some of that out just to probably save on time. But yeah, it was cool. We got to hang out. And then we had we went to a retro game night together where we played video games with people.
Yeah.
I thought everyone there was going to be super, super socially awkward, but they were all pretty funny guys.
Yeah. Well, I think it helped that like pretty much everyone there knew each other except for you.
Yeah. Did that was fun.
Did that come through?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just expected you to have something to say.
I did. I said yeah, but it was pretty fun.
Oh. Yeah, we played some wasn't, you know, ponytails or cottontails. No, it was DuckTales. Woo woo.
That guy was really bad at DuckTales.
Yeah, he was.
The Lester the Unlikely part was my favorite though. It was just like I was almost crying. I was laughing so hard. Whenever he discovered how to pelvic thrust, I was dying. And then I kept like every time I get up, I don't think anybody noticed, but I kept walking like him with my crotch out.
Good.
Yeah. But I love how I kept like picking up. Like I was just like, listen, I'm going to show you guys some video games, and I'd be like King of Dragons, and people would be like, oh, what is this?
That was a fun game.
Rocky Rocky. What is this? Yeah. Agane. That's the Super Nintendo though. Like you can just start pulling up games, and it's just like, what is this game? It's awesome because it's the Super Nintendo.
Then you like rage super hard when Run Saber wasn't there.
Yeah, I was sad about that.
So, you want to talk some? There's not a lot of news, but you want to talk about them newses?
Let's talk at them newses.
Talking news.
Let's talk a news. Oh, we were gonna have a co-host this or a guest host this week. I forgot, and we never did. Oh well.
Who are we gonna have?
I don't know. I just wanted. I wanted to get AKD on to talk about Etrian Odyssey or something.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I forgot to ask him.
We need to have Dan on too.
Yeah. Wait, Dan. Nintendan?
No, well, I mean that's good too, but Browner.
Oh. That's the only thing I know him by is Browner. Yeah, maybe at some point.
Dan.
Welcome to Pocketoid, the podcast where if you listen, we'll put you on the show.
We don't even care. Do it. Hey, we did not get any questions.
No, we did not. I even tried extra hard this week.
Dang it.
You guys suck. We talked about like 20 games. Do you have any questions?
Talk a question in our ears.
Grounded for listening to this podcast.
Actually, we got a
Please, please,
question
please keep
from
listening.
we got a question from Maxwell Roerig. How do you say that last name?
I have no idea.
I don't know if you saw it, but he said pleats or no pleats.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
They're pants. I had to Google it.
Oh, no.
And I said no pleats, and he said good man. Anyways, there's a bunch of indie games coming to the Vita. Did you know that? Did you know? Let's see, we talked about Hotline Miami last week, I think, coming to the Vita. But now we've got games like Lone Survivor, we've talked about that one before. Got Spelunky coming, Limbo, Dive Kick. Oh, is there another one? I feel like there's another one.
Let's see. I don't remember.
Is
I don't have a Vita, so I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Fez isn't coming to the Vita, is it?
I don't think so. It's coming to Steam.
Team. There's Terraria is considering a or the developers behind Terraria are considering making a Vita port, which would be pretty awesome. I think that's it. So that's your Vita news for the past like month.
For the past 3 months.
At least the only Vita news that matters.
Yeah. In some 3DS news, the first Etrian Odyssey is getting a remake for the 3DS. Sounds kind of weird because they're taking away like the part where you make your own party and they're having like characters that like talk to each other and it has an actual story and stuff, but story has never been the focus of the Etrian Odyssey games, so I'll see. I want to see how that goes.
Just weird for an RPG.
Yeah, I mean, but there definitely is a certain sect of RPGs that aren't focused on story. For instance, like roguelikes, not focused on story. A lot of old school kind of Western RPGs not really focused on story, more on like exploration and stuff, which is what, you know, Etrian Odyssey is based on, is like old Western RPGs. So, wank, wank, wank. What else? Ooh, there was some other 3DS stuff, wasn't there? Forgetting it. Oh, Famitsu confirms Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor 2 remake for the 3DS. And
Ooh.
also that Atlus likes remaking games that they just released 4 years ago.
Confirmed.
Actually, didn't like Devil Survivor 2 come out like last year?
Man, it seems like it.
I think it might have been 2011, actually.
It's confirmed for Brawl.
Yep. But I'm not complaining, though. I love Atlus, and they're doing pretty awesome stuff, so. What other news did we have?
Man, the eShop developers no longer need a separate office.
Oh, yeah, eShop developers. Nintendo has kind of streamlined the process for indie developers to get their games onto the 3DS, which is really, really cool.
Do we want to indulge Philfish, or should we just not feed the troll?
He's a tool.
News.
I've tried to love the guy, but he's a tool. Not even just because of the stuff he said about the 3DS. Like, who cares? But just the way he's treated people and continues to treat people is pretty crappy.
Been kind of a slow last couple weeks for handheld stuff.
Yeah, for news, it's been pretty slow, but for game releases, it's been pretty crazy.
I don't even really have a Pokemon update this week. Spoilers.
Yeah. But
I was going to talk a little bit about Pokemon Scramble, but
nah, just
really handheld.
Nah.
But I do, the kid part of me does kind of like shit its pants at the idea of Pokemon Scramble. It's like, wait, that Skylanders game, but Pokemon? Yes. 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 So hard.
Yep. Well, I think that's all the news we got. I think that's pretty much our show.
Yeah, looks like that is it.
Let's do a really, really short like closeout this week, because we cover like all of our stuff every week.
And yeah, but it's I just noticed on the sidebar on the 3DS reviews. I never saw this when it first happened, but Destructoid reviewed the 3D Ambassador certificate.
Oh yeah, I remember that. It was super funny.
9.5 out of 10. That's awesome.
Yep.
That was one thing I re-downloaded onto my XL was the Ambassador certificate. It's like, this will be stupid. So you can follow us on Twitter at PocketToid, and you can follow me personally on Twitter at Addison_L, and I'll just briefly plug the Tumblr page again. If you have a Tumblr, and you should, because you can waste a lot of time there. It's a that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Pockettoy.tumblr.com. I always put show posts on there and reblog a bunch of neat handheld stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. Do you have a Twitter, Jordan?
No.
All right. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.